The punishment for an Oscar winner on Lisa Brady, Fox News. Actor Will Smith learns his fate after slapping comedian Chris Rock at the Academy Awards. The Academy banning Smith from all of its events for 10 years.
The Motion Picture Academy's Board of Governors in a statement called Smith's actions unacceptable and harmful following a meeting in which they issued the ban. This comes after Smith slapped comedian Chris Rock on stage at the Oscars in response to Rock's joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's bald head. Rock reportedly did not know about the actress's struggles with alopecia, which causes hair loss. Smith preemptively resigned from the Academy last week and said he would accept any punishment the organization handed down.
Fox's Michelle Polino. In a statement today, Smith says he accepts and respects the decision. Advocacy groups vowing to sue over the bill signed into law today by Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, making it a crime for doctors to prescribe gender-affirming medication to transgender youth. Supporters of the bill argue kids aren't ready to make long-term decisions, but opponents say the issue is one of several trans-related measures being used as a political tool in Republican-led states. Alabama's governor also signing a bill that requires students to use school bathrooms aligned with their birth gender. The White House again accusing Russia of war crimes after a missile strike that killed at least 50 people at a train station in eastern Ukraine.
Well, officials here in Ukraine say there are about 4,000 civilians who were at this train station who were essentially trying to escape eastern Ukraine. They've been told for a while to get out of that region due to the threat of increased fighting, but instead, officials say they were seemingly targeted just for existing, just for being there, and just for being Ukrainians.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Lviv. Russia denies attacking the station. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A split decision in Michigan at the federal trial of four men accused of plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. A mistrial declared for two defendants after the jury deadlocked. Two others were found not guilty. Defense attorneys say there was no real plot, only entrapment by FBI informants. But other defendants have pleaded guilty and some still face state charges. Prosecutors haven't announced a decision on a retrial in the federal case. One man sentenced, another found guilty for their roles in the college admissions cheating scandal.
A federal judge in Boston sentenced Mark Rydell to 4 months in prison. He was a prep school administrator who took the college entrance exams for students in exchange for money. In court, he apologized to the students who lost out on college opportunities because of his decision. Separately, a federal jury found USC water polo coach Jovan Vavic guilty of fraud and bribery for accepting $250,000 to designate some applicants as water polo recruits, even though they'd never played the sport.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. More than 60 people have been charged in the scandal. Celebrity parents Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin among the many who've already pleaded guilty and served time. One dad chases down a world record and takes his babies along for the ride.
Chad Kempel of Idaho earning a Guinness World Record, finishing a half marathon in 2 hours and 19 minutes while pushing his quintuplets in a stroller. Crossing the finish line during a recent race in California with an extra 240 pounds in front of him, holding a sign reading, "Anything is possible." His 5 4-year-old children cheering him on while enjoying the ride. The dad, no stranger to challenges, setting another record in 2019 for finishing a full marathon with his kids and running the fastest 10K with them in his home state.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The Dow gains 138, but a losing week for the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.